afternoon. Change the title a little bit to The Importance of Fiber and Yarn Quality in Breeding Programs. There are many reasons that fiber and yarn quality should be important in a breeding program. One of these main reasons is the U.S. cotton market, and it is changing. In 1997, only 40% of the U.S. cotton crop was sold to foreign mills. However, it's estimated that over 77% of the 2008 crop will be sold to foreign mills. We're competing in a global market, making fiber quality, yarn quality, and its spinning performance very important for the U.S. cotton to remain competitive. Fiber quality currently. For the entire state of Texas, the percentage of production at or above the international base length of a staple 35 was only 12% in 2000. Progress has been made. In 2007 and 2008, over 80% of the Texas crop was over a staple length of 35. There are still some fiber qualities we would like to see more improvement, maturity being one of them. This is data from the Lubbock Classing Office of Micronair values. As you can see, in that area in particular, we struggle with micronair. It varies very much from year to year, and we would like to address this, having better maturity values as well as a little bit more stable. Fiber quality and yarn quality. Where are we? In order to address where we are currently, we evaluated several commercial bales. We evaluated their spinning performance of currently available upland cottons from West Texas. We then identified the weaknesses in their spinning performance and looked at these and how they could be addressed through a breeding program. In terms of how we can get there, how can we become more competitive? We're using preliminary spinning data from a selection study, and this will demonstrate the effectiveness of using APHIS in plant selections to impact spinning performance. When looking at all of this, we chose to focus on a few key yarn properties, being tenacity, percent CV, thick and thin places, and NEPS. We also looked at the Knowles percent that was produced after combing. This is important from a quality standpoint as well as the waste that's produced. On several of the graphs presented later, you'll notice there will be a line that's the Euster 50% line, kind of using this as our goal. This number is based on Euster statistics, and 50% of world production is at or above this level. When purchasing the 12 commercial bales, the following criteria was used. It had to have a uniformity index of 80% or better, a strength of 28 grams per tex or better, and the range of following micronair in length you can see at the bottom. The commercial bales. During the ring spinning for these, there were three levels of combing, 15, 20, and 25%. At each of these levels, five yarn counts were produced, ranging from 20 to 36 count. I'm going to look at just a few properties from the commercial bales to see where they stood compared to the Euster statistics. And as you can see here, that no matter how much we combed them and the different yarn counts, none of them were at this level and none of them were above this level. The same for thin places. Some of the coarser yarns became closer to the Euster line, but the finer the yarn count, the further away from the line. Now for the selection study. The original objectives of this are to evaluate and compare an HVI-only selection method to an HVI plus APHID selection method. In the HVI plus APHID selection, the length distribution was the main criteria for the lines. For the preliminary spinning study, we had bowl samples taken from an F3 generation. These were then planted in a yield test for lint production, and this lint was used for a preliminary spinning test, ran on the same industrial size equipment as the commercial bales. For the experimental lines, comber settings were held constant. This gave us a range from 11.9 to 19.6 combing knolls with a mean of 15.1. There was a predetermined yarn count of approximately 30. These next couple of slides are more of a comparison showing how the experimental lines performed compared to the commercial bells. The first two are Knowles percentage for the experimental lines. This one is the HVI only lines. 16%, we decided that would be a good goal for Knowles percentage. The test average was 16%. It was about half and half as far as the number of lines that were above 16 and below. But you can notice there are still a few lines there that were even below at 14 or below, which is very good. The two red dots I'd like to point out on the side, those are the two commercial checks from that test. For the HVI plus APHIS lines, the slide is quite a bit different than the one before. Our goal was 16%. The test average was 14, a little over 14. Not very many of the lines were above 16. Most all were below 16. And almost half of them were below 14%, which is still very good. Now I'm looking at yarn tenacity. We focused on 30 yarn count because that's what the experimental lines, and they're all above. The experimental lines are above all of the commercial bells at 30 count and even at the finer and coarser yarn counts. Same for CV. Experimental lines at 30 had lower CV than any of the commercials at any of the combing percents. Thin places. But you can see that the experimental lines still had better performance than the commercial bells. The commercial bells had more combing and still had better yarn. Neps, experimental lines did have higher nep counts. This is probably due more to handling from the standpoint that these lines are longer and finer and probably were not ginned and harvested appropriately for such high quality. This can be addressed. They were also ginned differently than the commercial bells, probably having more trash, which could have increased neps. What's the difference between these commercial varieties and the experimental lines? The length distribution, which indirectly improved fiber maturity and short fiber content. Even for the HVI-only lines where we didn't use a length distribution, we addressed it as best we could using uniformity index. Our preliminary observations, if our destination is the global market, we need good quality and good spinning performance. We also need a lower combing Knowles percentage. How can we get there? We can improve length distribution as well as addressing some of the current processing methodology like we saw with the NEPs. Overall, are we headed in the right direction? Yes. The selection study is ongoing. Hopefully we'll share this information next year. There are 20 experimental lines, 10 coming from HVI selection only, and 10 coming from the HVI plus APHIS selection method. There will also be 4 commercial checks. They were planted in 3 locations during the 2008 growing season. We'll be ginned and then go through spinning tests. We'll have a total of 288 spinning tests for both combed and carded, as well as additional APHIS testing during the spinning process. At this time, I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated, Dr. Eric E.K., Dr. Jane Deaver, Dr. John Ganaway, and the Plains Cotton Improvement Program. At this time, I will try and answer any questions. Yes? It is the waste, like it's going to be your shorter fibers. I actually have a... Oh. It is the shorter fibers in there that the... I'm not going to say trash, but your shorter fibers and stuff that you don't want that would later cause problems in spinning. And so that the HVI, notice, had a higher percent nulls, so it would have had more short fibers in its length distribution.
I have a question. I didn't catch it earlier. You mentioned that the handling could have caused some differences in there. Were these gin on, like, a tensile laboratory gin? What methods was used?
What gins were used? The experimental ones were gin on the, it's like a small scale lab gin, but it was a tensile. At the A&M experiment station. It's as close as we can get for that small a sample.
Is there a possible, like, a small laboratory roller gin?
We've looked at that for the longer ones. We would like to gin them on a roller gin because we think that would make a big difference, especially with some of the lines. But we haven't really found one we could use.
They're not easy.
Yeah. Thank you.